Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting second. The left fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting ninth. The third baseman, John Castano. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Darryl Jackson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Lentine. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Stan Poppy. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rosma. And now, play ball. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield bunts in front of the plate. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Smalley moves to second. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Poppy misplays the ball. That's an error on Poppy. Smalley moves to third. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Hebner, and towards Poppy, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Smalley scores. Cubbage moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger takes first base on ball four. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cubbage scores. Weiniger moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Twins. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp takes first base on ball four. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a line drive into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wackenfuss moves to second. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-0 in the game. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Poppy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Poppy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Lentine takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive towards third. Castano reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will Fong fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Lentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops it up and throws to first, with Rosma covering, for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rosma fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Cowens moves to third. It's 2-1, Twins. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to home to get Cowens. Wackenfuss moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. Wackenfuss moves to third. Two outs. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 0 for 1 in the game. Poppy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smalley moves to third. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Sofield bunts towards the mound. Rosma juggles the ball. That's an error on Rosma. Smalley scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Twins. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Landreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Landreau reaches second base with a double. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landreau scores. It's 6-1, Twins. Bruce Robbins now pitching. Jose Morales pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to second. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiniger moves to third. Morales moves to second. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-1, Twins. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilfong. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Wilfong steals second. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 2 in the game. Castano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lentine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cubbage fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Smalley is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Landreau hits a fly ball into center field. Lentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Mackanin now playing shortstop. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Twins. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sofield. Cowens reaches second base with a double. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano juggles the ball. That's an error on Castano. Cowens moves to third. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Cowens scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-3, Twins. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Tigers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wilfong strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Doug Corbett now pitching. Lou Whitaker pinch hits for Stan Poppy. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Weiniger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Peters pinch hits for Jim Lentine. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive towards short. Mackinnon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Tigers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Peters now playing center field. Lou Whitaker now playing second base. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-3 in the game. Castano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Twins. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robbins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cubbage hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sofield. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to third. Two outs. Champ Summers pinch hits for John Wackenfuss. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers takes first base on ball 4. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Summers moves to second. It's 9-4, Twins. Tim Corcoran pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Summers moves to third. Hebner moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corbett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Tigers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Corcoran now playing first base. Richie Hebner now playing third base. Roger Weaver now pitching. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Landreau hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Goodwin pinch hits for Jose Morales. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Peters moves to second. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Peters moves to third. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peters scores. Kemp moves to second. It's 9-5, Twins. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to second for the out. Kemp moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Kuzman now pitching. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Summers hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.